And we're back, and we're back here with the county commissioners. And if you have a question for them, you may call us. 395-1450 is the number. Our commissioners today are Jim Holtrup and Stu Vischer. So, gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning, Juke.
Good morning, Juke.
All right. Got some things to talk about here today. And the road commission comes up. First of all, we're going to have a vote on that.
Yeah, I expect that, to have a vote on that August 13th, that Tuesday, August 13th at 1:30 in the Fillmore Complex. We've completed, they had subcommittees that have been working for about 6 months on studying the feasibility of the county board taking over the road commission and the public utilities part of the road commission. Mm-hmm. Both studies have shown that if the county board was to take those over, it would cost us more money than we pay today for those services. So the public utilities recommendation is simply to keep things as they are. With the road commission part of it, the subcommittee came up with three options. Number one is to keep the status quo. And if you believe in continuous improvement, as I do, status quo is very seldom an option.
Yeah,
I think as good as we are and as good as the road commission is and its people, we and they can always be better. And so I don't believe that's a good option. Number two was transfer, as I said, the road commission operations to the county board of commissioners. And the study has shown that would cost us more money than we pay today, which would leave less money to repair fix the road. So that's not a good option. Number three is to allow the road commission to be autonomous as they are today, but to increase the collaboration between the road commission and the board of commissioners. And we look at that as probably, I look at that personally as the best option, is because one of the things we need to do is put some steps in place to keep road funding the same or increase it. And so that means lowering our cost overhead and administration. And the study's identified several things that we can do in collaboration and cooperation between the two bodies to hopefully help road funding in the future. And a big thing is their legacy cost. Right now they have, like a lot of government groups, as they have a defined benefit program for right. their employees. And we want them to expedite things to switch over to a defined contribution program for new employees. And like the county has done. So right. that's one thing we can help them with. Doing a number of other collaboration and cooperation things, as one of the things is working with us in citizen surveys, working with us in lobbying for transportation funding with the state of Michigan and the federal agencies. Are there things we can do as service sharing or cost sharing as far as vehicle maintenance, strategic planning, public relations, working with us on performance dashboards and performance evaluations of existing programs and services to make sure that we're getting the biggest bang for our dollar that we can get. So, in a nutshell, that's kind of the option three is the one I'm personally in favor of for, and I hope that the board adopts that on August 13th.
Mm-hmm. And the board will be voting on it?
Right now, that's the plan, yes.
Okay. Will there be any public input at all, or?
Well, both reports of the subcommittee are on our website, miottawa.org, and there's also a citizen survey link there that they can actually fill out that survey online and send it to us.
Mm-hmm.
There'll also be our usual public comment periods at the county board meeting on the 13th, and those interested are very welcome to come and let us know their feelings.
Okay, very good. Sounds like it's pretty well put together.
We think so. Both committees did an excellent job, and I think the people out there, if they go to the website, can download those studies and see the depth of them, which was very good.
All right, very good. Let's take a moment out for a word and tell you that if you have comments for the county commissioners this morning, and I guess we do have one coming in, let's take a moment out to take that comment here. Good morning. You're online with our guest.
Hi. I don't know. Do they have anything to do with choosing the roads that need to be repaired?
Choosing the roads that have to be repaired? I think the road commission has that authority, don't they?
Yeah, the road commissioners make that decision along with the employees that mm-hmm. are in charge.
So that is one of their jobs?
Please. That's one of their jobs, yes. They usually lay it out a year or two ahead of time. So.
Okay. When is it laid out for Ottawa Beach Road, Douglas Avenue, especially near Division? My car is about ruined with that road.
I believe that's within the next 1 or 2 years. I don't recall the date, whether it was 14 or 15. Do you recall, Jim?
For what road?
Ottawa Beach Road, Deer Division Avenue. It is quite rough there.
Yeah, I'm sure it's on the schedule. I just don't know when, right?
It's either next year or the year after. I do not recall which year that particular piece was scheduled.
Just to let you know, a lot of the major roads we have around our depend on a large part of state and federal funding, and
right.
those are scheduled through the MPOs, the Metropolitan Planning Organization. Mackatawa Coordinating Council runs the and plans for the roads in the Holland-Zeeland area, and the Grand Valley Metropolitan Council, the MPO for the Grand Rapids area, and that's the one I sit on, their transportation committees. They handle really the east side of the county up to Allendale, Hudsonville, Jamestown, Georgetown.
Okay. Got another call here. Yes, you're online with our guests. Hello? Hello, do we have someone on the line?
Good morning. I have a question or comment for the commissioners.
Yes.
I would suggest that a lot more education is necessary. Now, I have seen some of the charts as to when roads, including Ottawa Beach, will be paved. And the reason I've seen them is because I'm a Park Township trustee. But there is so much confusion as to who's responsible for what. And that I think the public would be well served by more overt communication and, quite frankly, let the public know that the reason these roads are not being paved until a long time out is money and what some of the options are. So just thought I'd throw that in there. Hi, Stu.
Hi. Okay. Thank you.
And that's a good comment. One of the things that's in the option three is increased educational efforts targeted at citizens' roles and responsibilities, positive accomplishments, awards, and funding challenges. And we do have funding challenges. I could talk all day about the decreasing effectiveness of the gas tax as cars get better and better mileage.
Right.
We switch to hybrid vehicles, electric vehicles. Truck fleets are going using compressed natural gas. We're getting less and less money through the gas tax.
Yeah, okay. Time out for this word.
The Detroit Tigers host the Nationals at Comerica Park on July 31st. Keep listening for details on how you can register to win Tigers tickets. And if you really want to go with us, call Sally at Great Escape at 616-875-2127 and book yourself a round trip to and from the game, including tickets. There's limited seating, so call Sally now or take a chance at winning Tigers tickets from 92.7 The Van and 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.
We're speaking with County Commissioners Stu Fisher and Jim Holtrup. So if you have a question for them, call us, 395-1450. All right, the dog census is going on right now, right? And it's still continuing in a couple more locations, right?
Yes. The dog census is really the result of state law requiring that all adult dogs be licensed.
Right.
And in order to do that, you need to know where they are. So there is a dog census going on. And the cost of that census is covered by, fully covered and more by the additional registrations that
mm-hmm.
are coming in. In fact, just the advertisement that it was going to be done brought in quite a surge in registrations.
Yeah, I imagine so. Okay, very good. And we got another call here. Good morning, you're online with our guests.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if that Ottawa Beach Road needs to be totally redone, or they couldn't just put some repair in there to kind of smooth it out a little bit for another year or three, as long as they're going to take forever to get it taken totally apart, fixed. Thank you.
Thank you. Want to comment on that? too. That's in your territory.
Well, I think the I think that decision will be made by the management at the road commission level. My thought is right now that there's about three processes that they use. You know, total resurface with a rolled mat is one. They've also tried a new process on a couple of roads in the county that's a little less costly, and that will be their decision as to what process to use.
Okay. We mentioned the dog licenses, and if your dog is to be licensed, they must be vaccinated, and I think most of the vets are issuing licenses as well as vaccinations, right?
Right. You can get your dog license at most veterinarian offices now, and you're correct. They do need their proper vaccination,
yeah,
or rabies shot, things like that.
Okay. It's not as cheap to keep a dog as it used to be.
No, it's not.
All right. Another topic I have up here is the health department move. What does that encompass?
Well, the health department right now is on Ferris Street, a few miles outside of the downtown area of Grand Haven. They're in an 8,000-square-foot building, which they don't really need. So that building is going to be vacated and eventually sold, and they're going to lease a newer space near downtown of about 2,200 square feet and add a substantial cost savings in energy over the years that will save the county a considerable amount of money.
Okay. Good morning. I'm online with our guests.
Yeah, I just commented talking about the roads. Wait, but nobody wants to pay for it. You know, that's what the stumbling block is, really.
Funding is always the issue.
That's always the issue.
It. Yeah, nobody wants to do that part of it.
And the legislature so far is just has the inability to come up with a funding solution, be it increasing the gas tax or
sales tax or
sales tax or something like that.
Yeah, so that's the fault in Lansing there, really, if they want more funding.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's absolutely right.
Good morning. You're online with our guests.
Good morning, guys. Hey, wondering if you can tell me a ditch along a rural road. Whose responsibility is that? Is that the property owners, or does if it's overgrown beyond getting it under control for visibility, pulling out of driveways? Is there any help from the road commission with that, or is that solely up to the property owners? I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you.
Well, if it's a private drain, it probably is the property owners. If it's a drain of record that the road commission and working with the drain commissioner maintain, it would be they would have some responsibility there.
Okay, so should he contact the drain commissioner?
Yeah, I would recommend the drain commissioner as his first step.
Okay. Good morning, online with our guests.
Yeah, I just have a comment about Otto Beach Road, too.
Yes.
It's one of the highest traffic roads for visitors and for tourists, and you have boats and you have campers, and I tell you, it is just downright dangerous when they hit a bad patch there, you know, wiggle and swerve, and it's already kind of a curvy road. I just think they should take care of that quicker than any of the other roads here in Holland because of the high usage.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
You bet.
She's right, it does get a lot of traffic.
Yes, it does, especially this time
summer
of year.
Day. Yeah. And now with the fair this week.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, let's take
in budget too. So, when the need arises, please consider one of four Dykstra locations in Holland and Saugatuck. We would be honored to serve your family.
Good morning. You're online with our guests.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
This is Otto Beach Road. I drive it several times a week, and if people would do the speed limit on it, they'd have better control of their vehicle.
Hmm.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you. Well, there's a clue.
That's a good point.
That is a very good point.
Yeah. All right. All right, let's go on to something else here. We have Johnson Controls contract.
Yeah, the board has approved a contract with Johnson Controls to perform an extensive energy audit on our county facilities to evaluate some of the our aging infrastructure in some of the buildings like the jail, on James Street, the public health and mental health buildings, community mental health, and to identify some facility improvements that would lower the utility and operating costs. And I think the board approved that at our last meeting, so that it's going to identify some of the things that that we can do to improve the ventilation, heating, and cooling on the buildings that eventually will result in a payback as we make the improvements mm-hmm. and then we have the energy savings.
Okay, another call. Yes, you're online with our guests.
Yeah, good morning. As far as that Ottawa Beach Road is concerned, I would have to agree with that last caller as far as the speed limit. They set a radar box up there around the holidays for quite a period of time, and you could sit there on the bike path and watch that thing hit 65 miles an hour as those people came around from Beechwood Church as they're heading into the bad section of road. So if they want to complain about it, I think they better take their foot off the gas and start to drive right, because that's part of the problem of beating that road to death itself, if anybody really wants to look at it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
I believe that's a 45-mile-an-hour zone, right?
Is it? I think so. Yeah. All right. 395-1450 is our number.
And that's had some pretty good curves there, that if you take them over 45, you're going to have your difficulty controlling your vehicle, I think.
What might happen as a result of the energy audit?
Well, we identify some savings that we can do to get some better, more modern heating and cooling equipment that over time will reduce our utility costs and pay for the improvements as a return on investment.
Okay, got another call. Good morning. You're online with our guests.
Hi. I didn't hear the last phone call, but I just wanted to say I drive that road because I live in Waukesha a lot. I'd go below the speed limit because my car is getting wrecked, and I go really slow. I do not speed. I go below the speed limit.
Mm-hmm.
So to say it's because people are speeding is wrong. The road is awful.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
I will send an email today to the managing director of the road commission and see what anything more that they can do, absence of a large fix, to improve the road. So I'll talk to him.
Okay, and time out here for...
This is a test of the emergency alert system originating from an EAS local primary station. If this had been an actual emergency, such as a tornado, a toxic material release, nuclear plant incident, or other state or local emergency that affects your safety, official messages would have followed the alert tone. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
The commissioners this morning, our number is 395-1450, and we got... an item here about the assessing services for Grand Haven. Will the county be doing that?
We are doing that now. We started in 2011, and that was in response to, you know, the governor and the state of Michigan have really encouraged collaboration and cooperation between units of government. And 2011, Grand Haven had several members of their assessing staff that announced their retirement. So we agreed to a pilot program for 2 years that our county equalization department is providing the property assessment services to the city of Grand Haven. They've completed the two-year pilot. It's gone very well. Both sides are very happy with the arrangement. And one of the big reasons is it's enabled them to have assessing services at less cost to them. And that's part of the win-win we try to achieve, helping our units of government as a county. They're in the process of finalizing a proposed three-year agreement that we'll continue doing assessing services for the city of Grand Haven.
Okay. And here's something called the Water Resources Study.
Go ahead. I'll take that. We completed in June 2013 the first phase of a comprehensive water resource study. Some areas of the county are having some problems with their wells. Part of it is maybe the drought we experienced last year. But also we've noticed not, in addition to the groundwater going down the water table in some areas of the county, that there's been increased levels of sodium chloride. The water is becoming more salty. And in some areas of the county, it's affected the irrigation of the agriculture.
There's runoff, or?
Well, it's water coming from the aquifers, for some reason, it's getting more salty, and we know that the water table is going down. Now, we're going to have a second study to
utilize precipitation runoff and evaporation models along with water rates, static water levels, and other pertinent data to develop a 3D groundwater model of the county. We know one of the things that was very interesting, the first study identified, is that our aquifer water comes down from the Houghton Lake Roscommon area. That's quite remarkable when you think of that amount of distance. That
it is.
I have a personal concern with, and I know they had a workshop last week on fracking in the county, but there is a proposal now for a fracking operation up there in the northern Michigan that will use 4 billion gallons of water.
Mm.
And that water's got to come from somewhere.
Yeah.
And what is the effect on our groundwater? If our water is migrating down from the Houghton Lake Roscommon area and they're taking 4 billion gallons from it, what that can't help but hurt it.
Right.
So.
Right.
So I hope that's one of the things that the study really comes to grips with, is what is the effect of operations like this. You also have the bottled water operations up north that are taking considerable water.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
What's the effect of all that?
Yeah. Yeah, they're pulling a lot of water out of the ground that normally went to wells years before.
Yeah. The cost to complete that second phase of the study is $450,000, and our planning and performance improvement department of the county is working with a bunch of a wide variety of stakeholders to fund that, talking to the local units, the townships, and so on. The Farm Bureau, West Michigan Lakeshore Association of Realtors, the Home Builders Association of Grand Rapids, and the state. And so far, we've got over $400,000 already pledged for the study.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that will be done over the next couple of years or so?
Yeah, I think they hope if they want to raise the money, they can get that underway maybe late this year. And I'm not sure how long it's going to take. I would suspect a couple of years.
Okay. And the meetings of the county commission are open to the public?
They are open to the public, and there is both a public comment period at both the beginning and near the end of the meeting. So
mm-hmm.
The public is always welcome, and comments are always welcome to be received.
If you had something to go before the commission, should you talk ahead to someone to make sure it's on the agenda? Or?
Well, it's not necessary. You can come and bring any issue you wish before the commission.
Okay.
Yeah, on our website, myorderottawa.org, which, by the way, we just received picked up an award over the weekend from the convention I went to in Texas. We finished ninth in our population division in the United States for the website. I think that's about the fourth or fifth award we received. But on the website, I wanted to tell you there's a calendar to the right on the front page. If you click our meeting dates, which are the second and fourth Tuesdays of the month, you can bring up in a complete packet of everything that's going to be on our agenda for the day. So if you want to be really informed of what we're doing, and you can see that all that information is out there.
Thank you for being here, gentlemen.